This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today. You are going to be glad that you did, because today we're talking about consistency. Specifically, five factors to get more consistent, to be more consistent, especially when life is not. And that right there is one of the biggest misunderstandings about consistency. I hear this a lot from people, that they feel the barrier to their consistency are the variables in their life, right? It's tough for me to be consistent because my work schedule is different day to day. Or it's tough for me to be consistent because things keep coming up with my kids, or things keep coming up with my finances, or because I travel so much, though don't hear that as much during COVID. But I want to just be clear right out of the gate that consistency in your habits, in your behaviors, in your identity, in your priorities does not hinge on consistency in your schedule, consistency in your day. We can, and I would say we can be consistent. We need to be consistent in the execution of our highest priorities, even when our schedule is all over the place, even when our weekends are different from our weekdays and Tuesdays and Thursdays are so different from Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We can be consistent in our priorities, even when our life is not consistent. Because if you haven't caught on to this yet, your life is rarely going to be consistent and predictable, right? Even when you plan it out, then you blow a tire, or the kids need to be picked up from school, or the kids don't go to school anymore, right? Daily routine sameness is not a requirement for consistency. What we're talking about when we talk about consistency are the things that matter most to us and who we want to be and how we want to live. So whether that is taking impeccable care of your physical body, movement, meditation, journaling, eating well, or we're talking about keeping a budget, those things do not rely on sameness in our schedule. And as soon as we embrace that, accept that, I don't need sameness in my schedule to fuel my body brilliantly on a regular basis. I don't need sameness in my schedule to prioritize moving my body and getting a sweat in every single day, right? Let's go back to these five factors, or let's start with these five factors. But you know, before I do, we've got a lot of new listeners to the podcast, and I want to give a little bit about my backstory. So I spent most of my life, except for the last 6-7 years or so, as a very obese human being. And I don't even like that word, but to give a little context to it, I'm 5'5", 5'4½ maybe, and at my heaviest, I weighed over 350 pounds, and I was wearing a size 22, US size 22. And when 22s felt tight, I just wore things with elastic, and I wore a lot of my former husband's oversized sweatpants. And if you were to look at me, and many of you have seen those heavier pictures, you would look at me like I had a food problem, but I really didn't. I thought I did. What I had was a thinking problem, because I really wanted to lose weight. I really wanted to be a fit, vibrant, happy, healthy person. But I wasn't doing those things. I knew what they were. It wasn't like I thought that eating Mexican food and ice cream every day was like the way to be a fit, happy, healthy, vibrant human being. No, I knew it wasn't. My thinking problem was kind of disguised by the thing I saw, which was a food problem, a weight problem. I knew what to do. I wasn't doing it. That wasn't a food issue. It was a thinking issue. I was the one saying, like, I'm too stressed. I can't even. I'm so overwhelmed. I'll start tomorrow. This one thing won't hurt. I've been so good. I've lost 5 pounds. So, you know, hey, let me give myself a break for the day. It showed up as a spending problem. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I had over $130,000 in debt, not including my mortgage at the time. It showed up as relationship problems. I isolated myself tremendously. I had maybe one or two friends, and they were really at best acquaintances. And I was over 350 pounds and depressed. And I heard this quote from the poet Rumi, and I've talked about this before, and I write about it in Chasing Cupcakes. I heard this quote from the poet Rumi that says, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?" Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? At the time, I was working in a job that I was good at, that I was paid well for. But oh my gosh, I complained about it all the time. When I think back to phone conversations with my mom or my sister, or phone conversations or in-person conversations with my former husband, I complained about my job all the time. I complained about the people. I complained about the workload. I complained about the hours. I complained about everything. And it's funny because I was mostly unhappy with my health and my choices and my isolation. I chose to isolate because I was ashamed of myself and the way that I looked. But I thought of this quote and I applied this quote to my work. When I heard that quote, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?" I was like, here I am opting to come into work early every day, not just putting in the 8 hours a day that I had to. I was coming in early. I was staying late. I was working on the weekends. I would very regularly go into the office on the weekends and work from home on the weekends. Not only that, I wasn't actively looking for other jobs. I wasn't applying for other jobs. I applied for and accepted this job. And I went over and above. Why? Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open? Nobody was forcing me to go to this job. Nobody was preventing me from applying for other jobs. Truth is, I could have taken a pay cut. I just didn't want to take a different job in a different department or with a different company altogether. So here I was telling myself I was like stuck, I was trapped, this is awful, acting like I was in prison. But the fact is, the door was so wide open. And over time, I realized just how much this also applied to food. I was so miserable. Not just with my weight, but with this total obsession with food. What should I eat? What should I not eat? Judging everything I ate, judging what I didn't eat, planning 2 days, 3 days, 2 weeks, 2 months ahead. If I do this and I do this, then by this date, I'll weigh this much. Craziness. But I was the one keeping myself in the prison of obsession. I was the one keeping myself in the prison of obesity. The door was so wide open. And I see this so many times in people that I work with or people who email me after listening to the podcast. The way that I envision what they're saying and what I lived for most of my life is like standing and knocking at a gate that's already open. And here we are like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's wrong with me. I know the things to do, but I'm not doing them. I'm so disappointed in myself, and I can do so well all day, but then at night the wheels fall off. Standing and knocking at a gate that's already open. So how do we make that transition? How do we shift from, I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. I want this thing, but I still don't have it. And I'm the very reason that I don't have it. How do we make that transition? That's what we're going to talk about today, because consistency is a big part of it. And to kick off, I just want to remind you that knowing what you want to do is not the same as being committed to the practice of consistency. Being committed to the practice of consistency. Let's be real clear here. When we're talking about consistency, it is not a destination that you arrive at. It's not like, oh, finally I got here, this thing called consistency. I've done it. I've achieved it. Check the box. No. Consistency is a daily practice, a moment by moment practice that you choose again and again and again and again and again as many times as you need to for the rest of your life. It is not a destination. It's not a journey that we have to go on. It's not a place that we arrive at. Knowing what you want to do is not the same as being committed to the practice of consistency. So let's talk about these five factors for success, being consistent when life is not. Because remember, sameness in our schedule is not a requirement for consistency. We can and we need to be consistent in our priorities, consistent in our habits, regardless of how our day goes. So the first of the five factors is specificity. And I did an entire training on this outside of the podcast about 6 weeks ago now. If you weren't part of that training, email me, somebody on my team can get you the link. Just say you want that part one link for the client preview series and we will get it for you. So all you got to do is email me or DM me on Instagram and let me know that you want part one of the client preview series. If you saw it, this is going to be a great refresher. If you didn't, lean in. Specificity is a huge component for consistency. Where a lot of people go wrong, trip themselves up with consistency, is that they're very vague in general. I want to eat better. I want to work out more regularly. If I said to you, where do you want to be more consistent? Oh my gosh, everywhere. Yeah, okay, that's not helpful at all. So let's get specific. And then they'll say, well, I want to eat better. Okay, that's a step, but that is nowhere near specific. That is entirely too vague in general. Or, you know, I want to take better care of myself. Nope. It's impossible to hit a target that you don't really know what it is. You don't really know. You haven't made it yes, no. If you can be like, well, kind of a little bit, I did better, you're not being specific enough, right? Taking better care of yourself. Well, I mean, I did journal today. That's a little better. No, we need a high degree of specificity. This is where I have people begin when they want to be specific, when they want to be consistent. What does it mean to you to be consistent? If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. What does it mean to you to be consistent? Now, wherever you start with that answer is just that. It is a starting point. It is not an ending point. You will have to get dramatically more specific. Here's another question to ask and answer. If you were as consistent as you wanted to be, what would that look like today? If you were as consistent as you want to be, what would that look like today? Now, if I use myself as an example here, because every one of us are going to have different answers. I can't tell you what that is for you. If I were as consistent as I want to be, what would that look like today? I'll tell you for me, and I want you to write this down. It is not enough. It is not actionable. It is not useful to just do it in your head. We have to have it on paper. And where you start is probably not where you're going to finish. It'll be multiple iterations and revisions. If I were as consistent as I want to be, it would look like waking up without an alarm clock, praying before I get out of bed, stretching and drinking a glass of water before I do anything else, journaling and meditating before I get into work, fixing a very healthy, filling breakfast that looks like, if I were as consistent as I want to be, it would look like mostly vegetables, some protein, some healthy fat. A perfect example for specificity would be my cabbage salad bowl. You can find that recipe on the website. But essentially, it's shredded cabbage, a little bit of bacon, some eggs, some avocado with my supplements. If I were as consistent as I want to be, my workday would already be laid out before it begins. I would have done it at the end of the day before. And I would start with a block of focused time first. So I wouldn't start with social media, wouldn't start with email. An example for me, if I were as consistent as I want to be, there would be a minimum of a 90-minute uninterrupted phone is away, preferably in another room or another building because my office is a separate building off my house. I would write without distractions with Wi-Fi turned off for a period of 90 minutes, right? Then I would go to the most difficult or the most pressing task after that, doing things like social media and email last. All right. If I were as consistent as I want to be, there would be a 5-mile walk on my calendar and a CrossFit workout. That would be on my calendar. Nobody schedules time around it. It is there. I know the best time to do it. Sometimes for me, that's, you know, before I get into my work in the morning. Sometimes for me, it's in the middle of the workday. Sometimes at the end of the workday, just depending on what's in my calendar. However, if I'm as consistent as I want to be, that is on my calendar at the beginning of the week, and it is executed Monday through Friday, right? Saturday and Sunday, I don't do CrossFit. I just do the walk. But if I were as consistent as I want to be, those things would be there. If I were as consistent as I want to be, lunch is a large salad with protein, either chicken, steak, or fish, and some kind of fat, whether that is MCT oil or it's nuts and seeds or it's avocado. That's what it looks like. You get the point. I don't need to keep going through the day, but that is the degree of specificity that I want you to have. Then we figure out which of these do I want to start with? Because look, I'm not asking you, I for sure do not want you to be like, let me try to nail all 72 elements of this today. No, maybe what you start with is journaling. Maybe what you start with is not hitting snooze in the morning. Maybe what you start with is following the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. You don't have to pick the perfect one. A lot of people are like, I don't know where to start. Stop letting perfection, the idea of perfection, be a barrier to progress and action. Just pick something. There's nothing wrong with the one that you've picked. It's not where we're going to stop. It's just where we're starting. We'll get to the other ones, but I want you to identify one to focus on. And again, I go into more of this in that part one of the client preview series. So if you want to hear that, just either email me, my team can get you that, or direct message me on Instagram and I can get it to you. But specificity is the first part. The second is innovation. Innovation. This is where so many people go wrong. Maybe you have that specificity down, and if you don't, that's where I want you to start. But if you're like, no, I have all of those clear intentions, I have it super specific. Innovation means doing things differently. Look, if you aren't where you want to be, then today can't look like yesterday. If you aren't where you want to be, then today cannot look like yesterday. I sent out a daily mindset upgrade probably a couple weeks ago now, and it said, beware of the danger of showing up as yesterday's man. Beware of the danger of showing up as yesterday's man. If you want to be more patient in your communication with your children, and yesterday you were short-tempered and dismissive and not present and distracted, then you can't show up today as who you were yesterday. If yesterday you were grazing and snacking and saying, I'll start tomorrow, I'm too stressed, I'm too tired, this one thing won't hurt, you can't show up today as yesterday's version of you. Innovation. How can I show up differently? If I normally say 10 more minutes when the alarm goes off, I can't show up that way today if I want something to change. Now, you might see this as at odds with consistency. If consistency is, you know, doing the same thing and I'm saying innovation, it comes down to, though, either way you're being consistent, right? You might be consistent with hitting snooze. So you need to innovate your behavior to no longer hit snooze. You might be consistent with eating off of your kid's plate, but if you don't want to show up today and continue that pattern, then you have to innovate a new way to be, a new way to choose. If you aren't where you want to be, then today can't look like yesterday. You have to continually invent and reinvent the work you do daily. And lots of people who are desiring consistency are showing up day after day after day as yesterday's version of themselves. Same thoughts, same excuses, same choices. You have to continually invent and reinvent the work you do daily. The third factor for consistency is your attitude. There's a huge difference between the attitude of creating change and the attitude of judging behavior. And this is where I see a lot of people struggling. Their attitude is negative, is cynical, is judgmental, is destructive, is frustrated, is overwhelmed. The attitude of creating change says, I'm gonna make mistakes. That's why I'm doing this work. I'm not here to be perfect. I'm here to get a little bit better. You need to have an attitude of eagerly pursuing change instead of aggressively judging behavior. One of my mantras that I use all the time is, genuine interest in and desire to change. Genuine interest in and desire to change. I'm not going to get frustrated if I drop the ball, if I let myself down, because that is a waste of emotion. I'm letting my energy be spent on my evaluation of the problem instead of using my energy to embrace the very reason I'm here, which is like, hey, okay, that's done. Let's create an improvement right now. Genuine interest in and desire to change, which is so different than whining, than complaining, than feeling defeated. You're here to change. One of my favorite lines from Chasing Cupcakes is creative, energetic problem solver. I choose to be a creative, energetic problem solver, which is not a negative, disappointed problem judger, problem dweller. I want to have a genuine interest in and desire to change. The fourth thing that you need to be consistent is you need to be a slower thinker. A slower thinker. I tell my clients, stop sprinting to decisions. I see this all the time when people describe what happens in the evening with food. I'm standing there and I'm like, I just want something to eat, and it happens automatically and the food just goes in my mouth. No. You just sprinted to the decision. You felt the desire, you felt the urge, you felt the inkling, and you sprinted to the decision. Slow down. Stop sprinting to your decisions. Give it some space. Give it 5 minutes. One of the tools that I use a lot for consistency is not making a decision from a negative state of mind. So if I'm super overwhelmed, if I'm stressed out, if I'm sad, I'm not going to make a decision in that moment. So maybe I'm going to go outside, take a walk, go see the chickens. Maybe I'm going to get a workout in. Maybe I'm going to read a book that makes me feel uplifted, or I'm going to listen to a song that I love. And when I'm in a slightly lighter frame of mind, a slightly brighter frame of mind, then I'll make the decision. Stop sprinting to decisions. And lastly, an absolute requirement for being consistent, regardless of whether or not your day is, your life is, it doesn't require sameness in your schedule. Develop the ethos that you are fresh in any and every moment. You are not limited by the way things have been. I don't care if you've been an emotional eater for the last 30 years. Me too. It doesn't limit you. Your fixation on it limits you. But you are fresh in any and every moment. I don't care how many times you've snapped at your kids for stuff on the floor. You are not confined by that. You are fresh in any and every moment. And that is one of the drama-free perspectives that really, really serves you. There's a James Clear quote that I saw on his Instagram feed. James Clear is the author of Atomic Habits, a book that I really enjoyed and highly recommend. And this post on his Instagram said, beginner, ignorant simplicity, intermediate, functional complexity, advanced, profound simplicity. So let me break that down for you. As a beginner, we operate with an ignorant simplicity that can look like all or nothing, on or off. I blew it or I nailed it, right? That's an ignorant simplicity. We're dramatically oversimplifying it in a way that harms us. As a beginner, we have this ignorant simplicity. As an intermediate, we often have a functional complexity. We've added in all these bells and whistles. This comes down to like having a very rigid plan, and it needs to go like this. And I see this so much with food around like, I'm intermittent fasting for these 16 or 18 hours, and then I'm only eating these things, and should I have ghee or is ghee bad? Is butter okay or is butter? Should I have ghee instead of butter? Is that better? What about milk? Is milk a real big problem? Functional complexity. You know, we've moved beyond all or nothing, but we're just making it way more complex than it needs to be. Where I want to help you get to, where I look to make decisions from every single day, is the advanced level of profound simplicity. Profound simplicity. Every day I'm just looking to do a little bit better. What does it look like today to show up and be consistent? What is one area of my life where I can practice consistency today? I feel very strongly that you don't need a new plan. You need a new perspective. In fact, please don't go for another plan. It's not what you need. You need a new perspective that is free from drama. You need a new perspective that is not fixated on the past and where things have been and all the patterns that have held you back before. You need a perspective that says, I am fresh in this moment. And I'll be honest with you, this is why I have a coach. I shared this the other day in an impromptu podcast, doesn't even have a number. I think it's called You Need to Hear This, but somebody reached out to me who was thinking about the 12 weeks to transformation, and she was kind of on the fence, and I said, hey, do you want to get on the phone? She said, yes. And she said to me, you know, I'm thinking about working with you, but I've been listening to your podcast for 3 years, and I've read your book, and I can't help think, what is wrong with me that I haven't been able to do this on by myself? Like, I feel like it's admitting failure to say I need more than all the stuff you've put out for free. And what I said to her was, do you think that Michael Phelps or Michael Jordan or insert any incredible athlete, Serena Williams, any of them, feels like, gosh, why is it that I haven't been able to get to these heights on my own? I'm so ashamed that I needed a coach. Not a chance in the world. They are where they are because they didn't rely on themselves. Look, could they have gotten far on their own? Sure, but could they have gotten way further with a coach? Of course. It is not a liability to have a coach. That is a success hack. That is a tool. That is a gift you give yourself. This is why I have a coach. This is why I have a coach, because I told this other story. It's very similar. Somebody posted in the Primal Potential Facebook group along the same lines, you know, I'm thinking about the 12 weeks to transformation, but I listen to the podcast regularly and I get the daily mindset upgrades. Do you think I can do it on my own? And a bunch of people came in and they shared their experiences in the 12 weeks and how it was helpful. And somebody else came in and said, yeah, you can totally do it on your own. And I agree completely. You can totally do it on your own, but does that mean you should? Right? I am where I am in business because I didn't do it by myself, because I had coaches. They helped me accelerate my progress. They helped me save from costly mistakes that I would have made without their guidance. They directed my trajectory instead of just bumbling and stumbling around and trying blindly. Like, could I have done this all by myself? Yeah, but I wouldn't be where I am now. Maybe it would have taken 10 years longer and it would have costed 10 times more and I could have made deadly mistakes that just frustrated me so much that I didn't bother continuing. This is why I have a coach. Now, I know a lot of you guys have heard, you probably heard it at the intro of this episode, depending on when you listened, that our 12 weeks to transformation registration is now open for our fall session that kicks off on Sunday, September 27th. And a lot of you are thinking about, you know, should I or shouldn't I, especially because this is the last 12 weeks to transformation we'll ever do. And I'll talk about why that is in just a minute. But I wanted to take a second to share with you, one of my clients posted this in our big Primal Potential group. She said, I just wanted to share this. I joined the 12 weeks to transformation in the fall of 2019 and results to date, she says, I got completely out of debt, which was $30,000 plus in less than a year. I got sober. She says October 14th, 2020 makes 1 year. She says I lost 25 pounds, even though weight was not my goal, but the mindset shift affects everything. She said I got clear on my life goals. I've improved my important relationships and I've reduced my stress exponentially. One of my other clients commented in Facebook and said that she was listening to a webinar I was doing about the 12 weeks to transformation and hearing all the questions about it and when registration opens. And she said, I just had a flashback to listening to that registration call for summer 2020 and how I didn't wait until the call was over to go online and register because I was afraid there wouldn't be space if I waited. She says, talk about being an energetic problem solver. Before I ever even heard the expression, best move ever. And somebody else replied and said, I remember thinking, I'm not sure what I'm getting into, but I know I really want to try this. And she needed the prodding to change. And somebody said, I found the podcast a few years ago through a weight loss group on Facebook. And I ended up leaving the group because it was full of drama and excuses. I'd wanted to do the 12 weeks for a long time now, but kept putting it off. I'm so glad I finally took the leap. And then lastly, because look, I can share about it all day long, but I like you to hear from people that have actually experienced it. This one says, you're honestly the most effective coach and mentor I've ever encountered. You're in a class all your own, apart from and superior to most other life coaches out there. My last two times working with you resulted in me losing nearly 100 pounds and getting rid of some pernicious ingrained thought habits. Because guys, you know, people will say like, well, what's the difference between the 12 weeks to transformation and the podcast? And it's an awesome question. The podcast is exposing you to information, right? But there's a huge difference between knowing and growing. I can't help you apply what you hear in the podcast outside of the podcast, except through the 12 weeks to transformation, because the 12 weeks is focused on application for your life, for your goals, for your circumstances, for your needs and fears and doubts and insecurities. It's not about knowing, it is about growing. And to all of you that are like, I'm such an introvert, like I worry about putting myself out there, I bring that up because that's me. That's how I process things. You know, when I start working with a new coach or when I joined a mastermind or re-upped in that mastermind repeatedly, every single time I get a little uncomfortable because I'm an introvert and I'm a loner. And I just want you to hear and know that as a fellow introvert, as somebody that doesn't love, quite honestly, like interacting with people in that kind of a situation and that kind of a setting, I want you to hear and to know that I am in this with you, that I am in this together to help you, to support you. And I honestly think that for those of us who tend to isolate, who tend to not engage in things, we need this even more. So before we wrap up, and I do want to mention why this is the last one too, I won't forget to do that. I want to tell you, because registration is open now, a little bit more about how the 12 weeks to transformation works and what we're doing differently that's kind of extra special because this is the last one. So every single week we have one challenge, one thing to focus on. I know a lot of people drop out of programs because they feel overwhelmed and there's too much to focus on. And it's impossible to build a foundation trying to focus on a bunch of things at once. Just like when we were talking about the specificity with consistency, and I said, I don't want you to start with all of those things. Like, okay, I'm going to meditate and journal and eat better and move more and start a budget. No, only one. So every week there is a different challenge and we focus on just one thing for the week. Now, the 12 weeks to transformation is not about any particular goal. So we have people who come in because they want to lose weight. We have people come in because they want to get out of debt, because they want to start a business, because they want to improve their relationships, because they want to change the way they think. Understand that because this is a program that is fundamentally about becoming a better thinker, which means becoming a better decision maker, any and all of the challenges get to be applied to whatever your primary goals are. Whether that's one thing or it's four things, it really doesn't matter. So the example that I often give is good, better, best, right? I walk you through a challenge of in anything, whether it is the way you respond to an email, getting up when the alarm goes off, deciding whether or not to work out, responding to your kids when they're on your last nerve, or planning what you're going to have to eat for dinner. We go through this practice of identifying what would be a good choice here? What would be a better choice here? What would be my best choice here? And it's not so that we only make the best choice. It's so that we expand our thinking beyond all or nothing, yes or no, on or off. We want to really understand and explore all the many options that we have. And sometimes we'll make the best choice and sometimes we won't, but that's not really the point. So you can apply that challenge to any goal you have. Again, whether it's getting out of debt or it's losing weight or it's starting a business. So one challenge every single week. Then if you're like me, I can hear a message on Sunday and by Sunday night or Monday morning, I've already forgotten what it is. And I don't want that for you. So for that reason, every single day, 7 days a week, you get a short coaching audio message from me that reinforces the challenge for that week. Every single day, a different message that maybe gives an example or answers a question or challenges you to implement in a specific way so that you're never forgetting what we're focusing on for that week. Plus, one time a week, we go live together for a coaching call. And on that coaching call, I answer any and every question that is out there. Even if it's just like, I'm struggling and I don't know why, I feel like I'm drifting and I don't know why, you don't have to have a pointed question. We dive into every topic. And those coaching calls, the days and the times do rotate to accommodate different time zones and work schedules. We have people all over the world who participate. And they're also recorded. So it is no big deal at all. If you can't be there live, you can send in your question ahead of time. But you can also ask your questions afterwards. I answer every question in our Facebook group and in our Thinkific platform. And no, you don't need to have Facebook to participate. We also have the physical identity journal that we send out in the mail to you as soon as you register to help you with the guided process of awareness and decision making and engagement and all of those kinds of things. Now, a lot of people will say to me, like, I'm worried, Elizabeth, about investing in myself again. I'm worried about doing something and not following through. And I get it. I totally get it. But what I would ask you to think about is what needs to happen so that you do follow through. And what I tell people is we'll talk a lot in the 12 weeks about the difference between your part and my part. And I explain in detail what my part is, and I explain in detail what your part is. But the most important thing about your part is if you're struggling, if you feel like you're drifting, if you feel like you're losing mojo, losing interest, losing motivation, just say so. Whether that's in the Facebook group or in the Thinkific platform or on a coaching call or you email me directly, that is all I need from you. And then between me and my team, we will make sure to work through that with you. I'll tell you that in the last year, I have spent over $60,000 in investing in myself. And that is a massive and daunting and scary amount of money. But there's something that happened when I spent that money, that 60 grand, kind of forced me to show up as a higher version of myself because I wasn't willing to let that go to waste. And I think that I expected more of myself because of that. And I engaged in ways that I wouldn't have if I had spent maybe $500 or $600 or $700, you know. It kind of forced me to say, okay, I'm going to get the most out of this that I can. And I think that psychological piece is really important. And I think it's one of the reasons that people who pay coaches are actually more successful because they have skin in the game and they're like, all right, now I'm serious. Now it's not just an intention, it is more of a commitment. And we also want to really make it kind of a no-brainer decision for you. And we've got a bunch of bonuses. One of my favorite ones is access to what I call Solution Central. But if I'm being really honest, I, for the longest time, have internally called it the Struggle Hub. Because in doing this for over 5 years now, I've found that basically all of the struggles are the same. Life just got crazy and I feel like I'm behind, or I'm super overwhelmed and I don't know where to start, or I was doing so well and I feel like I kind of got distracted, I lost my mojo, I don't know how to get it back, all of those kinds of things. And there's probably 20 different variations of the struggle that repeat themselves session after session after session. So I created Solution Central so that if you're having one of those moments, one of those days, one of those weeks, you just go to Solution Central and the tool for getting you through that is right there for you. You also get free access to my Nutrition Fundamentals course. So for those of you who have a goal to take better care of yourself or anything like that, that is there for you for free. Now, let's talk for a second about why this is the last one. It's not going away because it doesn't work. It's actually the best program that Primal Potential has ever put together. The best in terms of the results that it produces. You can hear my past clients on the podcast. They've been on the podcast over the last 5+ years talking about how they've lost hundreds of pounds, how they've come out of debt, how they've started new businesses, how they've dramatically improved their relationships, gotten off prescription medications, overcome depression and anxiety, eliminated drama around food, you name it. So if it's really effective, why are we getting rid of it? It's really not about the program. It is about my priorities. And it is a massive priority for me to write my next book. And honestly, to write not just my second book, but my third book and my fourth book. And so we got to the place on the team where we were like, okay, if I want to be serious about putting out a second and a third and a fourth book, the thing that has limited me from that is being so invested every day in direct client work in the 12 weeks to transformation. Because again, I'm in the Facebook group every day. I'm answering questions every day. I'm going live every week with the coaching calls. And then there's, you know, the daily coaching audios and all of this kind of stuff. And so we basically said, you know, the priority in 2021 is book two. And if I'm being honest, hopefully also book three gets written in 2021. That's kind of the gold standard goal that I'm going for there. That's why it's going away. People say, well, are you going to have some different program? And the answer is, I don't know what year 8, 9, 10, 12 of Primal Potential is going to look like. Just like in year one, I didn't know where we would be here in year six. But we had to make some big, scary changes so that I can personally pursue these goals to write some additional books. So that's that. Because of that, typically, when you enroll in the 12 weeks to transformation your first time, you're coming in around $1,500 or $1,600 for that coaching, the identity journal, the weekly challenges, the weekly coaching calls, all of that stuff. And you get access for 12 weeks, right? Now, there are multiple tiers of the 12 weeks. We call it the veterans level, vets one, vets two, different challenges, different coaching audios, coaching calls, all of that. But since fall is the last 12 weeks to transformation ever, we're basically saying you get a choice. You can either participate in your first round of 12 weeks to transformation, get 12-week access for that $1,500, or you can get lifetime access to all three tiers of the 12 weeks to transformation that you would then be able after the fall live session to go through on your own as much as you want for the rest of your life for just $500 more. So it's an insane, truly insane discount. But since you're doing it kind of self-guided after the fall session, we dramatically discounted it. All right. So those are your two options. You go through the 12 weeks to transformation for 12 weeks, or you get lifetime access to all three tiers to go through not only the live fall session, but also Vets 1 and Vets 2 anytime you want, have access to all three for the rest of your life for just $500 more. So you'll see that when I share with you how you can register and check out. But just wanted to let you know that those are your two options. We also have a coupon code for you, FALL100. Takes $100 off either registration price. And yes, we do have payment plans. If you go to primalpotential.com/register, you can sign up with either the 12-week option for the one or the lifetime option for all three. Now, side note, if you are what we call a veteran, you've already been through the rookie 12 weeks and you want the link for veterans, which is an even greater discount, just DM me or email me and we'll get you the link for veterans, because that primalpotential.com/register link is for new clients, okay? primalpotential.com/register. It's exciting and it's also bittersweet because this is the last time I'll ever do weekly live coaching. I know that for sure, no matter what, you know, we do in the future, because I want to have such a greater focus on writing, I won't ever be doing weekly live coaching again. So look, it kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier, that there is no reason in the world you can't do it alone. But it's also a major leg up to invest in a process, in a structure, in having coaching, in having accountability, and having support, because it can take years off the struggle. And honestly, I think there are a lot of people who wouldn't do the real work if not for this. And what I mean by that is they would chase the goal. I don't think they would give up. But they wouldn't be successful without the mindset work, without changing the way you think. Because like I said at the start, you don't need a new plan, you need a new perspective. So you can keep chasing the plan, but once you upgrade the way you think, it changes absolutely everything. primalpotential.com/register to grab your spot. Guys, registration is only open for a few more days because we open on Sunday, September 27th. That's our official kickoff day. And we want to make sure to get your identity journal out in the mail before then. So primalpotential.com/register. Use the code FALL100 to get $100 off. And I really hope I get the opportunity to work with you so soon. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action.
Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.